The city is expected to send out the first citations in its long-awaited crackdown on illegal vacation rentals this week. This comes as a second lawsuit has been filed over the enforcement. It was filed on behalf of the Waikiki Banyan, which has been operating as a condotel. It's apparently not in the resort district, so owners are in a bit of a fix. If you step into the lobby of the Twin Towers located off Kuhio, it's not unlike a hotel. Take a listen. That was a family dragging its luggage through the lobby on their way to their hotel rooms. It sounds like a hotel, looks like a hotel, but the Waikiki Banyan is a bit of an odd duck. Aston manages the units it owns and operates the front desk, but several other companies manage other condo units. It doesn't look much different than the Marriott Waikiki, which is right next door and in the resort special district. Hence the dilemma, so it's turning to the courts for guidance. The suit was filed Friday afternoon in state court. We talked to GM Tom Lonegro this morning about the situation.
Well, it is kind of a unique building in a way. It's basically designed as a resort. It looks like a resort. If you're driving down Kuhio, you look at it, it looks like any other hotel. As you know, when you came in, you've seen that it has a lobby, which is manned 24/7 from Aston, who is a partner in partnership with the association. So we look like a hotel, we act like a hotel, we provide hotel services, and that's the way we've been operating since 1979.
Okay, and you've got two twin towers, and how many rooms?
We have 876 units.
And they're all the same?
They're all the same.
Okay, so talk about the concern that the condo owners have with this new enforcement action that the city's taken.
We have about 89% of the units within Waikiki Banyan are vacation rentals. So 89% of our ownership had asked that the association take action, file a lawsuit against the city and county and DPP, file an injunction to at least put a temporary stay on the ordinance. What this would do is, if the ordinance went through, is it would put an economic impact on all of our owners by way of reducing their income, and also it would reduce the number of units that are legally that have the NUCs. It would take them out of the Aston pool, which would have a direct impact on the financial viability of the building.
To your knowledge, have any of the owners gotten any letters from the city?
I know of none as of yet. I have reached out to the owners and asked them if they have gotten any letters, if they would report them, but I have yet to receive any information that any of the owners have received a violation letter.
So at the heart of this issue is that you're technically not in the resort district, I guess.
We're in the residential precinct of Waikiki.
Okay, but at no time did the city say, hey, you're in the wrong area, you shouldn't be renting out?
We've never heard anything from that. We've been operating in this manner since 1979.
Okay, and then do you have a court hearing date yet?
That I don't know. I know that they filed an injunction and went in on Friday.
Have you lost any bookings, or how does that work for advertising?
Well, because I manage the Association of Apartment Owners, and the way that this ordinance kind of goes in, it's geared more towards the vacation rental units. We don't actually manage any of those units. They're all individually managed, or they're put into the different operators' pools. And the way it's affecting them is a lot of them, because they can't advertise, as the ordinance says, that you have to have your non-conforming unit citation number attached to any advertisements. And if not, that's going to be the mechanism on how they issue the violations and the fines. So out of 876 units, we have 179 units that have the non-conforming use certifications, and you can just understand the economic impact that that's going to have.
I'm sure you have a lot of worried property owners.
Well, we do. People who invested in these units, they bought into it thinking that it's an investment. This place has been operating as a condo hotel since 1979. There is no conceivable idea that this was going to be taken away from them. You know, so now their investments are in jeopardy.
And so you're asking for clarification from the court, some guidance.
Correct. We're filing for an injunction. We just want to keep the status quo for now until the city and county can go back, take a look at the ordinance, maybe make some adjustments to it. I understand the concept of it. The concept was to look at the neighborhoods and the impact that it was going to have on the infrastructure in the neighborhoods like Kailua or Hawaikai. But this is Waikiki. We have the infrastructure. It's structured to have the tourism that we have. There's no impact. There's no additional impact that for the Banyans to operate in the same manner that it has been operating for the past 40 years. In fact, the Waikiki Banyan has a unique situation. By Waikiki Banyans operating in the manner that we have been operating in, we provide a service to families. This is a family hotel that has kitchenettes that families from the mainland can come over that otherwise couldn't come over and stay at some place, say, like the Hilton, because they have the opportunity to bring their families in. They can cook. They don't have to go out to eat at restaurants. So the economic impact for them is huge.
Are your property owners a mix of local and the mainland investors?
It is. We reached out to the DPP and had a meeting prior to the law taking effect. It was uneventful. So we filed an injunction.
Anybody else that you've heard of? Any other entity in Waikiki that might be doing something similar?
I don't know. I know that at one point we were reaching out to some other buildings that were like ours. You know, we basically went through this on our own because it's our self-interest that we're looking out for.
Right. We were talking to the Waikiki Banyan's general manager, Tom Lonigrow, this morning about the situation with the vacation rentals and the lawsuit that they filed late Friday afternoon. Last week, Mayor Kirk Caldwell and Kathy Sogugawa of the Department of Planning and Permitting underscored their intent to enforce the new law in spite of any legal challenge.
We are going to be enforcing Bill 89 that I signed into law about a month and a half ago. If you have a vacation rental that is less than 30 days, that you don't have a non-conforming use permit for, that is not in a hotel and resort area, you've been violating law since the 1980s, and under the law that I just signed, you continue to violate the law. The difference is now we can use social media platforms to find out what you're doing and to crack down. And we're in fact investigating a couple hundred violations right now. And we're going to make sure that when we send out the notice of violation, it is correct, accurate, and that we're going to succeed if they persist on advertising illegally and having illegal vacation rental. It's as simple and as clear as that. I don't want anyone out there who has an illegal vacation rental to think that because of this lawsuit or others that may be filed in the future, that the city and county of Honolulu is not going to enforce the laws that have been enacted by the Honolulu City Council and signed into law by the mayor. We're asking people, instead of having us have to issue a notice of violation if you have a vacation rental for less than 30 days, that you come into compliance with the law. And in October of next year in 2020, that you can apply for a registration number for a bed and breakfast if you're one of those folks. But unhosted outside of a resort area without a non-conforming use permit, you are violating the law, clear and simple.
We've never let up on investigation. We've always been committed to enforcing the new law. We're actively doing our investigation to confirm the evidence so that we can stand by our NOVs. Again, we're still in the research phase. We want to make absolutely sure the citation that we use in the notice of violation, that we have the correct information, the correct owner, the correct section of the LUO or the bill, Ordinance 1918, that we need to include. We want to include actual evidence with the NOV so that it's irrefutable that we do have a notice of violation.
That was DPP's Kathy Sogugawa and Mayor Kirk Caldwell talking about enforcement of the vacation rental rules now on the books.